it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
Not a bad idea. Good morning, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Stay where you are. Put your hands up. We're going to get one of your pockets. Take the money out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, bringing you the Spano and Black Attack. He's Joe Spano. I'm Bob Black. It's all about radio on the go and devices, platforms, various different ways you can get this show, all the programming on the network, and hell, anything else you're looking for on the internet. Joe, explain it to the people.
I sure will, Bob. So many ways to take us with you via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, and maybe a few you even can't. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, most notably the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We're all about the American Forces Radio Network. We're all about the kids, all about the soldiers, all about the service that they provide for this country. We give them a little warmth and comfort on those nasty days where they're feeling lonely. Guess what? We're happy and proud to be a part of it.
Next up, Bob, we'll set the table, and then we'll hit the ground running. Early going is going to be a lot of NFL. We'll roll into some NBA. And actually, we'll also be joined at the end, 40 after hour number two, by Frank Shamrock, MMA legend and host of Bakeout. We'll give you the details early on. Next here on The Attack, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just 10 bucks. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all 10 bucks. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
It's a sad day. There's no question. There's a lot of emotions that I'm feeling about the move. And a lot of them are, it's just a real sad day for a lot of us.
I can't be rooting for them to go win a Super Bowl in L.A. So ultimately, I hope they're terrible. I hope they get no fans. I hope they have no ratings.
Well, those are the voices of Dan Fouts and, an unnamed fan talking about the Chargers' move up I-5 from San Diego to Los Angeles. That will be where we start the Spano and Black Attack, Bob. But before we dive into that, let's do a better job of setting the table and letting people know what's coming up on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. As we said, that'll start our NFL talk, and that'll be the focus of the early part of hour number one, the Chargers move to Los Angeles. From there, I guess we hop on the coaching carousel. There's a new head coach in Denver and a new head coach in Buffalo. And the guy in Buffalo is not the guy that many of us thought it was going to be. We'll get into that. Any other news around the NFL? As we roll out hour one and into hour two, there are some stories around the NBA that we'll give love and attention to. And it'll take us home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. Again, MMA legend Frank Shamrock will join us. He's the host of a new show called Bake Out. You listen to the title and you say to yourself, what is this, a show about getting stoned? Well, it's not about that. And when we talk to Frank, we'll talk to him. It's very much akin to a lot of the talking points and discussion points that Eugene Monroe has had since his retirement about cannabis. And that's so we'll get into an intelligent discussion on the pros and cons of cannabis and how it can be used medicinally and how it should be ingested so that it can have medicinal values beyond recreation. The name of the show almost is very much tongue-in-cheek in
yes,
its
it
nature.
Is.
So we'll talk to Frank Shamrock at 40 after hour number two about that. And as time permits, about all the doings around the world of mixed martial arts, particularly the Ultimate Fighting Championship. And that's the rundown, Bob.
Yep, he's a legend. It'll be a lot of fun.
It sure will, Bob. It really will. But let's start with the Chargers move up I-5 to L.A. The move is expected to be officially announced today, but based on everything we've heard, this is going to happen. And I guess the genesis of this is the Spanos family, led by Dean Spanos, and their 15 or 16-year fight to get a new stadium in San Diego. It's 16 years. And their insistence that a big chunk of the financing of that stadium be funded via public dollars. And the city of San Diego and the good citizens of San Diego bristled at that request. So Dean Spanos, in his mind, felt there was no choice but to move up I-5 to Los Angeles and give L.A. a second team that they will not support.
You go from none to two. The support will be questionable. There's so many layers to this story, Joe. And it's not people look at it and they're like, oh, well, they didn't get their stadium. They're moving up I-5. There's way more to it than that. It's not just the question of not getting a stadium. Therefore, we're going to stomp our foot, take our ball, and move up I-5. On the surface, yeah, that's what it looks like. But you talked about the reaction of the community and the fact that they bristled at the fact, and I think that's a real good word to use, that they wanted taxpayer dollar to fund a good chunk of what was going on here. And you know, people who live in San Diego, have a lot of them have been there a long time. And they remember pre-Philip Rivers, and they remember the cheapness and the paucity of talent and the paucity of organization that the Chargers have been run with for a long, long time before they moved into a better status once Philip Rivers came in and started playing quarterback for them. They got long memories. And it's a combination of things. It's not as simple as just we didn't want to finance the stadium, so, okay, we're going to take it and we're going to go up by five. You know, when you're you have a reputation as being as badly run an organization as the Chargers are, to turn around and impose upon your fan base, hey, we want you to pay the majority chunk of the financing of a new stadium, they look at you like you're nuts. You weren't willing to pay salaries. You weren't willing to put a good team. You were putting money in your pocket. And now you want us to pay for a stadium when you're billionaires? You're out of your mind.
Bob, I've never had a problem with the municipality and its citizens bristling. And that's the word I'll use, bristling, or being opposed to funding a stadium. I've always been okay. And where are the sports guys?
I meant the Spanos, you know, family, right, being, yeah, told.
No, I understand. I understand. Bob, I understand what you meant. The point I'm trying to make is I'm in accord with the people of San Diego. You know, you went on a rant about, hey, the people of San Diego bristled. And basically what I'm saying is I'm in accord with them. I'm talking about our history here and how, despite the fact that we're the sports people, we've always come out in support of these cities and these citizens in their opposition to paying for stadiums and feeling like they're being held hostage. So I feel the same exact way here as it relates to the people of San Diego, whether the Chargers had great success, whatever the situation would have been. Here's the realities. You're making a lot of money. I don't feel the need to have to pay for your stadium. There's a perfectly nice place here. If you want to play in it, great. If not, move along. These are the choices everybody has to make. It's called business. So I've never had a problem with citizens and cities being in opposition to paying for stadiums. And now Dean Spanos and the Spanos family had a choice. You know, we don't have a stadium here in San Diego that can generate the kind of revenue that today's NFL owner should be able to generate with a new stadium. So we can privately fund the stadium and stay in San Diego, or we can move up I-5. And share a stadium with Stan Kroenke and the Los Angeles Rams. They will charge us $1 a year in rent. And ironically, we will play in a stadium up the road in Los Angeles, which will have more of those revenue-generating opportunities, but a stadium that is being built by no public monies, ironically enough. So, you know, the Spanos family made their choice. They could have stayed and built the stadium themselves. No public money, like Stan Kroenke did. They instead chose to go up I-5, be tenants, be the number two people in a city that we don't even know if they can support one team. We're sure going to find out. And also, ironically, the team that, yeah, they started out as the Los Angeles Chargers. They don't have a fan base in L.A. It should have been the Raiders as the second team in L.A. because they do have a fan base in Los Angeles. And now the dominoes will fall and the Raiders will go to Las Vegas at some point in the not too distant future, probably as soon as the 2017 season. But that said, Bob, you know, kind of take this all the way around. One of the more interesting things about all this, Dean Spanos didn't want to publicly fund a stadium in San Diego in order to stay there, a stadium that would have given him all the modern trappings and revenue opportunities. So instead, you move up the road. You become a second banana tenant in a city that we're not sure can support one team, much less two, based on the fickle nature of the fan base. Yeah, you're not paying rent. You're paying $1 a year. And yeah, you're getting revenue-generating opportunities. But here's the thing everybody forgets, and I don't know how this business model works, and I'm not savvy enough to understand all this stuff, but for the privilege of moving up the road about 180 miles or less even, about 120 miles, I should say, I get to pay $650 million over the next 10 years in a relocation fee. Could I have not used that $650 million along with the $300 million the NFL was going to give me to basically fund about 90% of the new stadium in San Diego that would have given me all those revenue-generating trappings that I needed? So really, when you look at this from a business standpoint, I don't know how well this all works, and I think that's where we should pick it up next.
Agreed.
And we'll do just that here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. We're talking Los Angeles, San Diego, Greater Southern California area Chargers and their relocation. And Joe, you put an interesting number out there before we went to break, the relocation fee that San Diego is going to be paying to the league over a decade of $650 million. And it's exactly the number that they were willing to put up to finance the new stadium in San Diego, a $1.2 billion project in Mission Valley, where Qualcomm is right now. They wanted $375 million in public contribution. They got 43% of the vote back in November. And that was on the original $1.8 billion. They didn't want to build the downtown. But even with that, there was a $175 million gap in funding to rebuild on Qualcomm. So they could have relocated for a little while the stadium's being built, gotten back in, and have their own home. Well, the public rejected it with the hotel tax because it would have been raised. They were afraid they were going to drive off conventions because San Diego is a beautiful place to go to, as we both know. And they decided not to do that. It's amazing to me, especially with that number that you talked about, why the Spanos family wasn't willing to cough up the additional $175 million, which probably would have gotten the measure passed with the public going for the $375 million, and just make up that difference and stay where they were, have their state-of-the-art stadium, and then for the next 20 years, 25 years, recoup all that additional $175 million and then a hell of a lot more in all the things that we talked about previously.
I don't have an answer. Don't understand it. I understand you would say you're going to have to spend $650 million to relocate anyway. You're billionaires. And I'm not spending anybody's money. But if you wanted a great pleasure palace, fund it yourself. Stan Kroenke is building a state-of-the-art facility that NFL Films and the NFL Network and all these other organizations that are based out in L.A. that revolve around the sport from a television and film standpoint can use. It can be a home for the NFL draft. And, you know, I mean, Stan Kroenke's no angel, an all-around great guy, but he didn't ask the good people of Los Angeles to give him a penny. Bought the land. He's building the joint. No tax effect on the people of L.A., who, by the way, anybody that lives in any part of California can't afford any additional tax. You think here in New York we're taxed to the hilt? We ain't got nothing on anybody in the state of California. I mean, between, you know, the federal tax that they incur and state taxes that are prohibitive.
Yeah.
You know, they're taxed like socialists. They're taxed like hardworking middle-class socialists who come to realize, you know what, I'd be better sitting on my fat ass and having the government send me a check. Because there's almost no point to go to work in the state of California. By the time the federal government's done with their piece and the state and local governments are done with their piece, there ain't no money for you. So
there's certainly no money for a stadium.
Right. So this idea, yeah, you know, let the taxpayers take care of it. Where I'll give Kroenke credit. Again, I'm not calling him a great guy, and I'm not saying he didn't screw the people of St. Louis and whatever. But he put his money where his mouth is. He wanted to be in L.A. He orchestrated the situation. He's building the joint. He's paying the freight.
Yeah.
Yeah. The municipality always has to go for infrastructure because, well, you got to have roads to get to a place. That's the reality. And that's fair because the municipality will gain something by jobs created and different things. That's fine. But to fund the building so you can get rich, I have no problem when the municipality and the citizens don't want to do that, especially in the state of California, where these poor people are taxed to the hilt. So if Dean Spanos and the Spanos family wanted that place in San Diego that badly and wanted to stay there, you come up with the other $200 million. And now, from a business and financial standpoint, you have a place of your own. You're the only NFL football game in town. And you'll have all those trappings and generate all that revenue. I don't know that this move economically, based on being a tenant in Stan Kroenke's place, based on that L.A. marketplace and the $650, which just flies out the window and you don't own anything and you didn't gain any equity by paying it out. I don't know that this is necessarily good business. Now, obviously, the Spanos family has to be a heck of a lot smarter than us. And they must have put some research into figuring this out. Otherwise, they wouldn't be billionaires. But I'm just looking at this on paper and looking at numbers. And from a dollars and cents net worth financial standpoint, I would tend to think forking over the other $200 million on your own and building the joint without the public money would have served you better than moving up I-5, being a tenant, and flushing $650 million down the toilet. That doesn't buy you any equity or give you any ownership in anything. So nope. I'm a little perplexed in some ways by this decision from the economic standpoint. Maybe you see something that I don't, but I am trying to figure this out.
No, absolutely not. And you know, I'll throw a couple of other things in there because this is going to take up a chunk here. You know, this is not dissimilar without the relocation fee, of course, to what the Giants and Jets had for a long time in the original Meadowlands. They're going to be the redheaded stepchild the same way the Jets were. It's I mean, look, technology, yeah, they can change the lighting on the schedule on the stadium and everything else, but it's not going to feel like their home the same way that Qualcomm does. And had they been able to renovate it, and you know, who knows what's going to go on, but it's not their place. Plus, it's going to cost them money. I guess the bean counters for the Chargers have weighed out the $650 billion. Spread over 10 years, of course.
$650 million.
$50 million, excuse me.
$650 billion. That guy. Now that's a lot of money.
Well, I don't know in California.
That's Bob Black
the
money.
Tax structure, not so much, but $650 million spread out over 10 years. I guess they feel is a financial hit that they can take and make that revenue up just by being a tenant, as opposed to laying out upfront whip out. I don't know. I don't understand the logic. They're not talking about it.
Yeah,
obviously. But, you know, it to take it to what we love to talk about with L.A., Joe, this is an area that if you win, they will support you. If you lose, they will not.
Don't the even ratings, count on that. It's a very, very fickle area for professional football, Bob. And
let me just finish this and go with it. The ratings for the Rams stunk this year, television ratings. They were horrible. The stadium was about a half to two-thirds filled once it was determined the Rams were going to be a putrid football team, which is what they were. Well, San Diego ain't much better. They're sliding into a situation where they're going to be behind the Rams, behind USC, behind the Dodgers, behind the Lakers, and there's probably a couple of behind the Clippers and a couple of other L.A. sports teams that I'm missing, as far as where people who are into sports in L.A. are going to be willing to spend their dollars.
You forgot UCLA. How's that? UCLA basketball and football. How's that?
But would you agree with me there?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've talked many times about how fickle the fan base is in Los Angeles. And honestly, I have reservations about them supporting one professional football team. You know, again, it's a strange place, and we can go into weather's great. There's so much to do. Well, there's so much to do in New York, et cetera, et cetera. Weather's not always great in the winter, but again, so that doesn't wash. It's just something unique about this fan base, because here's the reality: good or bad, they've always supported USC, haven't they? And the weather's just as good when USC plays as when the Chargers and Rams play. So I don't know that that's the case. Again, it's just something unique about professional football in Los Angeles and the fickleness of that fan base. And we questioned when the Rams went there what the support would be like for one. And we saw it. As soon as they stunk, ratings were in the toilet. And by the end of the season, 30,000 people in that gigantic Los Angeles Coliseum. So now you bring up a team that really has no L.A. roots. The Raiders had L.A. fans. The Chargers don't. They had that one year where they started as the Los Angeles Chargers in 1960. Moved right down the road, and if you talk to anybody that is a local from the West Coast and that Southern California area, there are no Charger fans in Los Angeles. There are lots of Raider fans, there's lots of Rams fans, and then there's a whole bunch of fans for all kinds of other teams. So this idea that the Chargers are going to have any support unless they are the very best team in the National Football League is pretty preposterous. So I think it's an incredibly uphill climb for this market to support two teams, because it will struggle to support one unless these teams are great. And even then, it's still fickle. And this plan seems so misguided that until the complex that the Rams and Stan Kroenke are funding and putting together is ready, the San Diego Chargers are going to play in the StubHub Arena, where the LA Galaxy plays soccer, in front of 30,000 people max. And there's even reservations that they can fill that up. So that right there should tell you this doesn't make any sense. The bean counters are a lot smarter than me, But the realities are, in order for this to make economic sense, the Chargers have to draw. And I'm not sure they're going to draw. So I don't know that this works, Bob. I guess, again, as I've said many times, apparently these bean counters and these billionaires are smarter than me. But with my limited knowledge of things, I look at this and I say, boy, this seems to be an error in judgment and a miscalculation that probably going to fail miserably. And unlike the Raiders, who were welcomed back to Oakland, the Chargers are not going to be welcomed back down the road to San Diego. And we'll talk about that next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring, you got dancing midgets and leathers, you got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
And no crying in baseball. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Joey, before we went to the break, we're talking about, you know, San Diego, the possibility of them being the vagabond team in the National Football League, especially if what goes on with the Raiders and they settle down in Las Vegas and stop moving around. And it's a weird situation. You touched on the fact that even if they did decide to make a move back to San Diego, they probably wouldn't be welcomed back with any passion level by the fan base.
Well, I don't think there's any question. And, you know, it's funny. You know, we talked about why this all happened. We've given our thoughts on who's right, who's wrong, how this will work. The realities are, and again, on some level I get this, everybody talks about that loyal and passionate fan base in San Diego. Well, not all that loyal, not all that passionate, not all that many. And you may disagree with me if you want. Weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56. But here's the truth of the matter. While they weren't great this year and weren't a contender for the playoffs, they weren't an awful football team. And they lost some heartbreaking games in some heartbreaking ways. Did you watch any Charger home games this year?
Sure.
Okay. Did it not look like the road team was the home team an awful lot of times at
this
point? I don't know. And I don't know if this had to do with the fact that they were a lame duck franchise or what, but it started to remind me of when the Arizona Cardinals first moved to Arizona. And whoever the opposition was, the Cowboys, the Steelers, it didn't matter. It looked like a home game for them until they started to carve out their own identity, particularly when they were at Sun Devil Stadium. And it started to look like that with the Chargers over the last number of years. I don't know if it had to do with this lame duck status and the threats of moving or what. But from that side of it, I do get the move in that this fan base didn't seem like it was still there and really supporting this team. Again, my feel on the numbers don't change because you went from perhaps one dispassionate fan base to an even less, you know, to an even more dispassionate fan base. And I think this move is going to backfire on them. And economically, I just don't see its benefits. I understand being in LA is probably always better than being in San Diego as far as opportunities to generate revenue, but somebody has to care. It didn't seem like a ton of people cared in San Diego, and I think both me and you agree, even less people are going to care in LA, and the proof is in the pudding. If you really believed that this team could build anything as it related to fan base, obviously you may not want to put them in the LA Coliseum because, well, the Rams are already there and USC is already there, and I don't know that decaying place could handle three teams coming out of the tunnel as home teams. But wouldn't you put yourself in a bigger venue like the equally aging, equally decaying Rose Bowl? Mm-hmm. At least there'd be enough seats. Why would you put yourself in a 30,000-seat outdoor soccer stadium that they have to expand by 3,000 just to get to 30,000? Do you have that little confidence that you can draw, that you want to be in a smaller stadium in the short term? So that way it doesn't look so embarrassing as when you're in one of those 100,000-seat buildings and there's 20,000 people there.
Right,
and
right.
You can have your own section. You know, I don't quite get this. Again, I can't wrap my head around the economics. Somebody a lot smarter than me, obviously, in our own way, we probably know the answer in that this billionaire must have hired some people to do studies, and no matter how badly it goes in L.A., it's going to be more prosperous this way than it will be in San Diego. How that works, I don't know. But I don't know. I can't say I hate the move. I'm not going to vilify the Spanos family because the city spoke. We don't want to give you the money.
That's fine. It. And
do I think you should? Do I think the city should? No. Do I think the owner should stay there? And does it, in my mind, make better economic sense to do what we talked about? Yes. But if he doesn't want to do that, he in turn doesn't have to do that. And there's somebody welcoming him with open arms, building a gorgeous place, and charging him $1 a year in rent. If he wants to go, it's his right to go.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. But I also think, too, Joe, and again, they're not going to say anything publicly. They're not. We've talked about with everything that's going on with the league, whether or not the league is going to be a viable commodity somewhere down the line. There'll always be football. It'll always be popular. How popular remains to be seen as generations of mommies not letting their kids play comes into play somewhere down the line. I don't know if they're looking at it long term, short term, any term. To me, the move doesn't make sense. Financially, I guess they examined it and said it does make sense. But they're going to be, at least in my eye, a real non-entity in the National Football League. And you talked about watching some West Coast games with the Chargers. I can't say I watched a ton of them, but I did watch a few of them. And the team, there's no passion for the team. Part of that is lame duck status. There are an awful lot of tourists that go through, and depending on who they're playing, they travel with those, the visiting teams travel with their own fan base. And it's just, I guess when they wait it all out, and the fact that the public wouldn't ante up on that additional $175 million and where they could make anything work, they just said, all right, the hell with it. We're moving the team. It's a lose-lose, I think, all the way around. Fans lose. I don't know that the team benefits from this. They're always going to make money. But whether or not in the long term it matters to the Spanos family or not remains to be seen. And football loses. They're now officially a joke of a franchise. And when you mention the Chargers, it's just going to be, nobody cares.
You know, it's funny. We say the NFL loses, but the reality is the NFL wins. All those member owners pick up $650 million, and they got a team to move from TV market number 18 or something in that area, TV market number 2. So they win. The only ones that lose are perhaps Dean Spanos, the fans, the Charger fans of San Diego, and maybe the team. But the NFL itself wins because now their next TV package, the AFC and NFC TV packages, have Los Angeles teams in them. So the NFL really does win when you think about it, right?
I meant more image.
Yeah, their image stinks. Image stinks anyway. I mean,
financially, you know, the NFL always wins. But just it now they officially have the Sacramento Kings of their own league.
That's fair. I'll tell you who else wins. They win by getting screwed, and that's the Oakland Raiders. Oakland, like San Diego, has bristled at building a facility for the Raiders. And understandably, if you know, we talked about life in California. Well, add to the fact that Oakland is an extremely poor city. Let's be fair.
Yeah.
It's a borderline bankrupt city. Would that be a fair statement?
They're not doing well.
Thank you. Fair enough. So they don't want to fund the stadium. So the Raiders, by getting screwed by the NFL, by the Rams and by the Chargers and sitting tight, they'll be the winners. Because they'll move to Las Vegas and they'll thrive in Las Vegas. Between the locals and the 10,000 new tourists that come in each and every day to Las Vegas, those hotels that will buy blocks of tickets, the Raiders will always be sold out in Las Vegas, whether they're good, bad, indifferent. And, oh, by the way, right now they're a good young team on their way to being a very good young team, or a very good team for a very, very long time. So Las Vegas will win and finally become a major league sports franchise, sports city. They have the NHL coming. They'll have the NFL coming and there. And they will draw each and every week. So Las Vegas will win. The Raiders will win. And at the end of the day, I think the Chargers miscalculated. But as we often say, only time will tell. Certain people win in this. I think the NFL, they may lose from an image standpoint, but from a dollars and cents standpoint, they win because of the relocation fees and both AFC and NFC having a team in L.A. The Rams win because they get that big dollar a year in rent. I think the Chargers lose, and I think the Raiders and Las Vegas win. So it'll be interesting to watch all of this unfold, and maybe in some ways the Raiders get lucky by not getting what they originally wanted.
Yep. Fair all the way around. There's nothing to disagree with there. You know, it's funny, though, and it's just a little sidebar here. With the NHL going into Vegas, that broke down the dam. You know, the NBA was real close to doing it a few years ago before the All-Star fiasco, and they backed off after all the nonsense that went on with their athletes during All-Star weekend, and other athletes for that matter. This has now broken the dam. You're probably going to see baseball there. I mean, it's already a minor league affiliate. it there's a real good possibility Las Vegas will be revitalized as a city because of the fact that major sports are going to relocate there and make that one of the hubs of the of their respective leagues.
Great point, Bob. So we think Las Vegas wins in a major way. We think the Raiders win in a major way. We think, as we said, the NFL and those television packages that get renegotiated, they win in a major way. I ultimately think at the end of the day, the fans of San Diego of the Chargers, they lose. Although if they really want to see the Chargers, hop 2 hours up the road or well, it's 120 miles or 12 hours, depending on traffic.
Yeah. Or more.
Yeah. Or more. You can hop up the road.
And there could be an auxiliary wall there by the time Trump gets through.
That's true. So, you know, you can hop up the road. But I do think the people of San Diego that are passionate Charger fans lose. And I think maybe when it's all said and done, the franchise of the Chargers or whatever they're going to be rebranded down the line, perhaps, and the Spanos family may end up losing as well. Only time will tell. It will be an interesting watch. And I'm wondering if a couple of years down the road when we revisit this conversation, what we'll have to say.
Yep. It's a fair thought. I mean, you know, you look at it, Joe, the ever-changing world of sports. Well, changing locations is part of it. There's been relocation constantly in all leagues. They try to discourage it, but this time around, there's some upheaval in the National Football League with multiple franchises moving over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. And again, let's be fair. We don't get upset at the citizens and the municipality for not wanting to pay. We also don't get upset at the owner for being greedy and wanting to move.
Yeah.
It's all fair. Hey, everybody in their own way, despite what everybody says, everybody got what they wanted. We don't want to pay. We don't want you to move up the road. We can't have our cake and eat it too. Owner got what he wanted. He didn't want to pay. Now he doesn't have to. So he moves up the road.
That's it.
And that's it. And we'll see how it all plays out.
Of course, he hasn't filed his papers yet.
Yeah, well, what do you think, after he listens to us for an hour, he's going to say, you know, yeah, those guys are pretty smart.
Yeah, that's going to be it. You know, he's going to tune into Spano and Black on the West Coast replay.
That'll fix it. You know,
oh, yeah.
Those guys are pretty smart. I changed my mind. Oh, yeah.
You don't think he's sleeping in this morning?
Sleeping on a pile of cash. I don't know, Bob. We'll tie a bow around hour one next. Hour two, all that stuff we told you we were going to get to in hour one, we'll get to in hour two. We probably won't get to the NBA or even Derrick Rose and his mysterious absence. It'll keep. We'll hit the rest of the NFL, and then we'll get to Frank Shamrock in hour two. But we'll tie a bow around hour one next.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
You're back with the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know something, Joe? I had a thought when we were in break, and I know that's a frightening thing sometimes, but you and I personally could fill the sports void in San Diego.
And how are we going to do that?
Well, I've been to the city, and it's really nice. I know
best perhaps the best climate in all the world.
And I know you have always wanted to go there.
Mm-hmm.
So I say we get Darren to relocate the show. We'll do the show from the press box in Qualcomm.
Okay.
This way they have a tenant. We'll charge for parking.
Could you pay for a moving van on a 35-year plan?
Yeah,
that's the only
absolutely.
Chance you could, well, then that's the only chance we have of relocating this thing.
And we'll let the people of San Diego come in and view the show from the stands, of course. We'll get cheerleaders. We'll charge for parking. This way they have a revenue stream. We're in good weather. And there's sports in San Diego. What could be better than that?
Not bad. I like it. Like I said, I'd like to see Darren go out and get the team of moving trucks.
Dozens of people.
does your moving company have a payment plan?
And then the Spanos family can relocate us up I-5.
Well, on that happy note, we tie a bow around hour one. As I said, a lot of the stuff we didn't get to in hour one, NFL-wise, coaching carousel-wise, we'll get to in hour two. And then at 40 after hour number two, Frank Shamrock. But we're going to step aside right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and then Bob and I will be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I am Kevin King. I was kidnapped by Taliban in Kabul.
60-year-old American Kevin King there in an Afghan Taliban video that it says was made on New Year's Day and also shows another man who was kidnapped with King last August, Timothy Weeks of Australia.
I don't want to die here. Not alone, not here.
The 48-year-old Weeks and King were teachers at Kabul's American University of Afghanistan. In that video, the two men appear haggard and emotional as they plead with President-elect Donald Trump to negotiate a prisoner swap for their release. BuzzFeed CEO defending his editor's decision to publish unverified claims that Russia has compromising information on President-elect Trump. Trump and his team have denied it. BuzzFeed's publication of the document, though, has also drawn condemnation from news organizations. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year you'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker continues to urge fellow senators to oppose the nomination of Republican Senator Jeff Sessions to be the next Attorney General. Booker testifying at Sessions' hearing yesterday.
Senator Sessions has not demonstrated a commitment to a central requisite of the job, to aggressively pursue the congressional mandate of civil rights, equal rights, and justice for all of our citizens.
Booker saying that he feels testifying against a fellow senator in this case is in the best interest of the country and his conscience. Detroit police are still trying to figure out how a body wound up on a runway at the Coleman Young International Airport, police identifying it as that of a 61-year-old Detroit man. The body discovered at about noon yesterday by an air traffic controller who sent a guard to investigate. A police sergeant says no trauma was located on the body, but an autopsy will be done today. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hours after President-elect Donald Trump repeats a pledge at his news conference to force Mexico to pay for a wall on the U.S.-Mexican border, the Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto comments at an annual gathering of Mexican diplomats at the National Palace in Mexico City that while he wants a positive relationship with the United States, he said it's evident that Mexico will not be paying for any such wall. A Queens, New York home where Donald Trump spent the first few years of his life is up for sale, and it could become a national historic landmark. Scott Pringle has more.
The president-elect lived at 8515 Wareham Place in Jamaica Estates until he was 4 years old. The place will be auctioned off next week. The five-bedroom house last sold for $1.4 million last month. Now experts tell DNA Info that it could very well be a national landmark one day. Childhood homes of many U.S. presidents have either become national landmarks or historic places.
Outgoing First Lady Michelle Obama had some thanks to give last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She appeared on the show and joined the host for his semi-regular Thank You Notes segment.
Thank you, Inauguration Day. Or as I like to call it, let's move.
That's right, let's move. That's it.
That as heard on NBC. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, indeed we do. Welcome back to Hour 2 of The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, coming to you live from San Diego. Maybe not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free telephone number of The Attack. At Joe Spano, 56, at Bob Black, 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. And if it is, well, feel free to reach right out and talk to us. But in today's day and age, we love to talk about radio on the go, all the various different ways, devices, platforms that you can get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joe, take it away.
Well said, Bob. Let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Just a great way to take Sports Byline on the go with you. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a heck of a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, downloadable to any device you can think of, be it Android, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based, or simply. And they all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline. But I think even more importantly, they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And then finally, there's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Yeah, no question about it. And if you're overseas, domestic, really doesn't matter. You can get AFN, you can get us, and ultimately that's what it's about. We give you a little bit of a taste of home. Hopefully that, you know, the time that you're spending serving this country, we really appreciate it. We want to let you know that, and we hope that you're aware of it.
Well said, Bob. Jam-packed hour two. It's going to be even more NFL as we jump on the coaching carousel and take a spin around the National Football League, couple of new hires, and we'll weigh in with our thoughts on those over the next couple of segments. And then at 40 after hour number two, Frank Shamrock, legendary MMA fighter and host of Bakeout, a new show about the many uses of cannabis. The title is a little deceiving, and we look forward to talking to him at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 Eastern time. But next, we head out to Denver where they have a new head coach, and we'll talk about it here on The Attack.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Do you love pizza? Because if you love pizza, the 10 any pizza deal from Pizza Hut is the biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. You can carry out a large pizza, any toppings, anytime for just 10 bucks. Even a large pan meat lovers, or pepperoni lovers, or whatever toppings you love. They're all 10 bucks. The 10 any pizza deal, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Ask for this offer. Additional charge for extra cheese and stuffed crust. Product availability, prices, and participation may vary.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
You know, firsthand, he took so much off my plate where I never had to worry about anything with the defense. He really did a great job with all those guys in that room. He did a great job at directing those guys. He has such a great personality and such a strong personality. He has that alpha, you know, I know we talked about it before, that alpha type personality where he demands a lot from players and they give him everything they have. And, you know, just to have a guy like that on the other side of the ball was, you know, really worked out for us well.
The voice of Adam Gase describing the qualities of Vance Joseph and maybe some insight into why the Denver Broncos decided that he will be their next head football coach. Bob, and I guess that's where we should start in hour two. Vance Joseph becoming a new head man of the Denver Broncos, replacing the retiring Gary Kubiak, and he gets a 4-year deal. And it should be interesting to see how he kind of ushers in this next era of Denver Broncos football.
I'm a little perplexed by this. I guess part of this, Joe, is this was the second interview that he had with Denver, and evidently he was right behind Gary Kubiak as their choice the last time. The experience in Miami certainly didn't hurt them. They had a winning record, although his defense was not one of the elite defenses in the National Football League. He made the best of what he had. But what I see in this is a guy with no head coaching experience who's brought in to lead a team who has to lean exclusively on their defense in a big way. Maybe not for the foreseeable future, but certainly for a season and maybe two. And I guess part of the logic of John Elway is bringing a guy in who the guys on that side of the football are going to be comfortable with and respond to, as opposed to a Gary Kubiak who, you know, left for health reasons, obviously, who was an offensive guy, because we heard about the friction in the locker room and offense against defense and all that kind of good stuff. Well, the talent, at least excluding the quarterback, is on the defensive side of the football, and they're going to have to lean on them next season, and we'll see how far beyond that. So I guess that was part of the logic as well.
I guess, and again, like you, I was a little perplexed, and I know that Vance Joseph has been a hot coaching candidate for some time now, but he was the leader of the 30th-ranked defense in the National Football League, and as a defensive coordinator, I don't know how that makes you qualified to be a first-time head football coach, number one. Number two, I don't know how that makes you qualified to supplant Wade Phillips, who is by any and all measures a pretty lousy head coach, but a pretty special defensive coordinator. And it's become clear while Wade thinks there's a chance that he stays in the building and keeps his job, the realities are, everything we've heard, Joe Wood would take over as Vance Joseph's defensive coordinator, and they'd turn the page on Wade Phillips. So, I mean, again, I'm not John Elway. I didn't sit down, you know, with Vance Joseph a couple of years ago. I didn't sit down with him twice here. I wasn't hot and heavy for him. Every other team around the league that had a vacancy, with the exception of the Jaguars, talked to him, and a lot of teams were hot and heavy for him. You heard the ringing endorsement of Vance Joseph by Adam Gase, the first-year head coach of the Miami Dolphins, who took them back to the playoffs. So maybe there's some things beyond the surface that we don't see. Again, he's been given a four-year deal by all indications. I don't have the financial details. But this is a team, as you said, they will lean on their defense, but they're also now a year removed from their Super Bowl championship with no chance to defend their crown. They're a team in transition. Their salary cap situation is not necessarily great. There's been some attrition on what's been a great defense, and it has taken some steps back. Offensively, there are major issues. You know, it's an offensive line that's not great. They got a lot of playmakers on the outside in the passing game. Trevor Siemian is a very, very good backup quarterback, but a lower third in the league starter, to be clear, and not the guy you want starting over 16 games as your number one undisputed starter if you expect to make deep runs through the playoffs. Paxton Lynch, their first-round draft pick, has a long way to go and was a very green quarterback. So as you said, they're going to lean a lot on their defense. They may end up doing something with a stopgap, short-term upgrade at starting quarterback. So it's a team that will lean on a defense that suffered from some attrition, and also a team that is in something of a transition. Now, they have the gravitas of John Elway and the luster of a championship, a Super Bowl championship in Super Bowl 50 to rest their laurels on and take the time with this transition. But certainly, it's going to be a bit of an uphill climb for the next couple of years for Vance Joseph in that AFC West, with the continued growth that we expect from the Oakland, eventually Las Vegas Raiders.
Right.
The Kansas City Chiefs are still in that division. And then there's the San Diego Chargers. So,
yeah.
You know, the Broncos right now look like the third best team in this division, and they look closer to the Chargers than they do to the Raiders or, for that matter, the Chiefs.
It's fair all the way around. I mean, look, Elway, and to his credit in his tenure, he hasn't really made too many mistakes. He really hasn't. You know, his grasp of how to run an organization has played itself out with a Super Bowl victory. So it's tough to criticize. Again, this is the second time around in the interview process with Joseph. Whether or not, and I'll be curious to see who comes in as the offensive coaches, or whether or not he retains.
I can give you a couple of rumors that I've heard. I've heard Mike McCoy, and I've heard Bill Musgrave. And Mike McCoy is also in play for the Bills job, which we'll talk about in the next segment.
Right. But with that being said, you know, again, first-time head football coach. Talent, at least Super Bowl talent on defense. And a quarterback that they really better hope progresses quicker than both you and I anticipate he might. Because if they're not at least, if Paxton Lynch isn't at least serviceable next year, and you've got to put it in the hands of Trevor Siemian or somebody else, as you said, but I honestly don't think they're going to go in that direction. They're going to be exactly what they are, and you pegged it perfectly. The third best team in their division, and probably not making the playoffs. They can get away with that for a little while, but they can't get away with it for very long.
Again, it's a team in transition. As you said, John Elway hasn't taken many missteps along the way. So, and again, the gravitas of that Super Bowl title and everything else, he gets the benefit of the doubt here. Vance Joseph gets the four-year deal, and we'll see how long it takes to turn it around. As I told you a couple of years back, you know, if the risk on Peyton is worth it, if you got a Super Bowl, you got a Super Bowl, so it was all worth it. But we told you there'd be a point where they had to pay the piper.
Yep.
And it was coming up very, very soon. Well, it's here. Kubiak retires. Again, it's going to be a team in transition for a couple of years. I don't know how quickly John Elway can do it, but it's going to take a while, and I think they'll be clearly the third best team in that division for the next couple of years, and pretty likely on the outside looking in as it relates to the playoffs for the next couple of seasons, unless they catch lightning in a bottle at the quarterback position, and that changes their fortunes. So it certainly bears watching. And, you know, while on the outside, I think me and you both question this move, people closer to the game than we are really seem to like this guy. So we'll see how it works out. But as you said, and I think you said it well, if John Elway's making the pick, it's hard to dispute his decision, as he's made very few missteps in his tenure as the man in charge of the Denver Broncos.
And, you know, they're going to see how it plays out. Look, Denver fans are loyal and passionate, so they'll stick by this team.
Every bit as passionate and loyal as L.A. fans. They will stay. You won't have to worry about the Broncos finding a smaller building to play in. Good or bad, there'll be people there. Next up on the attack, we'll talk about Sean McDermott becoming a new head man of the Bills. That's next. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
The two of you are a disaster. And together, you're beyond description.
Well, we've been described a lot of ways, but welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. I don't think disaster is one of them. The disaster up in Buffalo, however, has been at least temporarily stemmed by the hiring of Sean McDermott, defensive coordinator at Carolina Panthers, to succeed Rex Ryan. And, Joe, I didn't know that it was going to be McDermott. I didn't have that kind of crystal ball, but I knew one thing. When Anthony Lynn interviewed down in Jacksonville, I knew he wasn't going to get the Buffalo Bills job.
They had him in the building. They looked at him for a couple games, or was it one game? It was either one. It was one game.
One game.
They looked at him for one game. You know, all the writers and pundits and experts that are close to the league, hey, it's Anthony Lynn's job. Well, as you said, you had this guy. If he was your guy, you let him go interview someplace else. You know what they say. Once they let you out of the building, they probably don't want you all that bad, and they're willing to let you move along. You know, and juxtapose that against Vance Joseph, who had interviews scheduled with, I believe, the Chargers and another team. And after his initial interview with the Broncos, they said, stick around. We'd like to talk to you some more. Cancel your other interviews. And they never let him out of the building, became their head coach. Yep. So you're spot on right. Once they let Anthony Lynn walk out of the building and they had no concern, go talk to somebody else. You knew. I knew you knew. Everybody knew. He ain't their guy. They're going in another direction. And the direction they pick again is Sean McDermott. And, you know, here's another defensive mind, you know, with an eye on repairing that defense. He has a long established track record of success as a defensive coordinator, both in Philadelphia and in Carolina. And so, I mean, I don't know if he can be a head coach. I think he took over on an interim basis during one of the in-season firings. I believe back in Philadelphia. I could be wrong, but, you know, I have no real indication on what he can be as a head football coach. I do know he has a very good track record as a defensive coordinator. Does that mean success on the head coaching level? Absolutely not. Is it a sound hire for the Bills? I guess. You know, he's a well-thought-of DC who's had success everywhere he's been as a defensive coordinator. And they need somebody to repair that defense that Rex Ryan single-handedly ruined after Jim Schwartz had built it up. So with that being the case, they'll bring in Sean McDermott. Al Holcomb will probably come along with McDermott from Carolina to run Sean McDermott's defense. And then for the offense, they'll look at Mike McCoy as well. Looks like it's going to be a battle between the Bills and the Broncos for the services of Mike McCoy. And whoever loses out there may go with Bill Musgrave as the backup plan. But those look like the two guys for these two openings as far as offensive coordinator. And, you know, so I don't really know what to say. They bring some stability in Sean McDermott, we guess. The plan is to repair the defense. If they get the right OC in a McCoy or a Musgrave, maybe they can work with whoever the quarterback is and whatever weapons they have. But we have no way of knowing if this is a good sound hire. But at least it stops the chaos that is the Buffalo Bills. And perhaps turning it over and getting away from the Rex Ryan regime and not giving the job to Anthony Lynn, who was a Rex Ryan disciple, maybe that's the best thing for this organization. Wipe it clean, start it over, and see where it goes.
Well, I guess that certainly weighed into their thinking. You know, we can't know exactly what the Pegulas were thinking when it came to this hire. But a lot of the things you said were accurate. Look, you never know about a coordinator until they run the whole ship. And he has a track record, which is good. He's still young. He's a very young man still. But he's had experience as coordinator and all that kind of good stuff. Wiping the slate clean from the Rex error is probably the best thing for the Pegulas to do. And one thing McDermott has already said, they're going back to a 4-3 as opposed to a 3-4. So considering that's where your talent is, that's a pretty good move to start out with. Offensively, That's where all the decision-making process is going to have to be. Do you retain your quarterback? Do you move on? Do you try to do it through free agency? Do you draft? What's going to go on there? And who's going to be in charge of that offense? And you mentioned McCoy and perhaps the backup plan between
Bill Musgrave,
the two teams.
Yeah.
No. But my point is, if you're the Jets, you might want to get involved at this at some point, too. You know, you have a quarterback sitting there that you're afraid to let have a snap who has all the talent in the world. Well, why don't you get somebody who's considered a premium offensive mind and get him in there to work with Christian Hackenberg's ass? So, I might want to get involved in that McCoy sweepstakes myself. You know, is it the right move? I don't know, Joe. And none of us do. You never know how a coordinator is going to play out until they run it for a while themselves. But on the paper, on the surface, it looks like the right move.
That's it. I really don't have much, but except to roll to the Jets, where I haven't heard any rumors of who they like for their next offensive coordinator, as they need one. And you make interesting points about how important it is to get somebody of high quality in there to perhaps groom these young quarterbacks and see what you have. But I'm pretty confident right now McCoy and Musgrave are one of them will end up in Denver and one of them will end up in Buffalo. And they're both very good offensive coordinators. And if given enough and, you know, they can elevate what's there. And if given enough talent, they can put together exceptional offenses. Where the Jets go is really anybody's guess at this point, Bob. I don't really have a clue as to where they go and where they end up. And, you know, we've heard very little out of the New York Jets organization as it relates to who the next offensive coordinator is going to be. I have no clue. I have no inkling. It's a franchise that's in some disarray right now.
Shocking.
Based on underperforming talent and the decision to retain the head coach. There's a lot, you know, Darrell Revis and his carping. So this is a very important offseason to repair some things before you jump back into training camp come August.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and again, you talk about philosophy and what direction teams are going to go in. We don't know if Joseph's going to succeed. We don't know if McDermott's going to succeed. You know, whether or not Todd Bowles and Maccagnan survive remains to be seen. But again, they're all billionaires. You know, Woody might want to loosen up that wallet and start throwing some of that cash around to get some of the better offensive minds involved in the equation, just to go after them. Whether or not they decide to be with the Jets is another story, but at least get involved in the game, because it looks like they're sitting back right now. And, you know, there could be something going on behind the scenes, but they've got to get somebody that can coach up those quarterbacks. It obviously wasn't Chan Gailey.
Not to worry, Bob. They'll have somebody.
Well,
literally a guy named somebody.
Allow me to rephrase.
All right.
Somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
Well, that I can't promise you. When you said somebody, I said, well, somebody will be the offensive coordinator.
You know, you
could be
it,
you, could be me, could be Robert.
I'll trust you as opposed to some of the other people that are out there who somehow inexplicably end up getting jobs. But
quite honestly, me too, but nobody's calling.
You know, look, I've seen everything with them involving draft Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Kizer, if he falls to that. I mean, you give up on the two quarterbacks you have already and you reboot again? I'm sorry, unless you possibly land with Trubisky, which isn't going to happen, you're dooming your coach, you're dooming your general manager, you're dooming the window half open now to being slammed shut. And it'll be just end the season already for the Jet fans yet again.
The famous line of the what does New York Jets stand for? Just end the season. And, well, you saw it in their last home game. Dozens of friends and family.
Yes, family and free tickets. And not even they showed up. Right. Your StubHub value was worth about $6.
It was $4. I heard somebody talking about it. You know, should we go to the last Jet game? It is football. I said, well, if that's what you want to call it. And I said, yeah, tickets on StubHub, $4. And they couldn't even move those.
Of course not. How about a dollar? How about a dollar? Shut up, woman. Who's telling this story?
Well, you know, it's the Jets. It seems to be a franchise that, outside of a couple of glimmers here and there, is perpetually lost.
Yeah, but all joking aside, though, I mean, if you think either Bryce Petty or Christian Hackenberg can play quarterback in this league, paramount urgency is to get somebody in place immediately who can start working with these guys, get them coached up, and hopefully they can hit the ground running.
Can't redshirt Hackenberg again?
Yeah, I think they're going to be pretty damn hard-pressed to do that.
Third-year freshman?
In a way, Joe, you know something? It may work out to their benefit in that Bowles knows his job is on the line. The GM probably knows his job is on the line. So if you don't think it's Bryce Petty and you think Christian Hackenberg is the second coming of Dan Fouts, then throw his ass in there and find out one way or the other, because you're going to lose your job anyway. So find out whether or not this kid can play quarterback, but get the right coordinator in place to help this kid out and make sure that he at least has a fighting chance.
And you saw how quickly they got Bryce Petty in there this year.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's wait. What are you waiting for?
Make Fitzpatrick the coordinator.
Hey, there you go. He's a smart guy. Went to Harvard. Cerebral. Yeah. Unfortunately, crappy quarterback, but he's smart. At least he's smart about it. He figured out how to hold people up for $12 million without a gun.
There you go.
That said, Frank Shamrock, legendary MMA fighter and the host of Baked, joins us next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by legendary UFC champion Frank Shamrock, pound for pound, one of the greatest fighters ever in the UFC championship, the whole nine yards, and the host now of the Bakeout Show as we get to the heart of cannabis, as it says on the promo. How you doing this morning, Frank? Nice to have you with us. Bob Black, Joe Spano, welcome.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you look at the title and you look at it, it's like, oh, great, another show about weed, Hollyweed, and all the other stuff. But it's much more than that. It's about the science, the healing, and why cannabis in many ways can be beneficial to people who have done what you do, and that's work out damn hard and had their body abused for a lot of years.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I've been using it for 2 decades now throughout my sports career, my tele, you know, everything necessary to manage my pain and all the terrible stuff I've done to myself. But along that journey, gosh, the science has just, you know, tenfold come out. And, you know, personally, I have seen this, you know, kill cancers. I mean, bring, you know, young kids back from the brink of death. And I've seen miracles with this plant. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting that on camera and just talking about it.
You know, Frank, and you mentioned the miracles and the medicinal values. I guess the biggest problem, because unlike traditional pharmaceuticals, which are regulated in their use in some way, and you talk in detail about some of the dangers of the traditional pharmaceuticals and the pharmaceutical injury, the dosing and how you ingest cannabis, those issues are some of the major things you discuss. You know, when we generally think of people using cannabis, we think of some guy getting high, looking like Spicoli on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. No control of the amount and the choice to smoke it as the way to get it in your body. You guys talk a lot on Bake Out about superior ways to get it in your body for medicinal purposes. And you also talk about dosing and control and regulation, not reckless usage of cannabis.
Absolutely. Our whole concept is that, you know, I believe cannabis is a medicine. So my position in the show, which is opposite of Robert's, is that, hey, this is a perfectly viable, natural medicine. And, yeah, there is concern with dosing. There is concern with the technology side of it. But what I was taught and what I learned and what I was marketed to, I mean, we are 100 times past that now in deliverables, how you can take it. You know, we're finding the best way to ingest a lot of this is through an edible format. You know, we found a way to control that. We have a specific dosing and medication sort of, you know, spectrum that we're working on. And you know, we've taken the time to really pull this plant out, all of its elements, political, legal, sexual, and really, you know, have an intimate conversation about what it is, what it's doing to our society, what people are doing consuming it, and is it good? And if it is, how you can consume it in the best way possible. And, you know, I've seen nose sprays and, you know, there's every device out there now. And most people still think, you know, they're smoking weed and that's how they're getting their medicine. But it's just gone beyond that.
No question about it. I've had sex with a marijuana plant or two in my time, but Frank. But with all that being said, and you talk about the science being advanced and everything else, let me play devil's advocate here. People say the same thing about prescription drugs, that it's controlled. You have to have a prescription. Your doctor has to give it to you. Yet somehow, some way, young people are finding their way into opiate-based drugs. It's caused destruction throughout households. I mean, I'm sure you know them. I know them as well. I know Joe does. The argument there is it's all great delivery systems, the whole nine yards, but abuse is going to still happen. And I think that's the main argument against people who are against pure legalization of marijuana. How do you answer those people?
I think we lost Frank for just a second, Bob. I heard the phone go. Robert will try and get him back up, and we'll address that. But, you know, Frank's made some great points in the benefits, and I think your question when we get Frank back on the line is a great one on the other side of this. You know, I mean, obviously we've always heard it's a gateway drug. It's this, it's that. And maybe through education and use as opposed to abuse, there are some great benefits that can be achieved with the use of marijuana. Again, it's not it's not something for me.
Look, the science.
I've used it in the past, but it's never something I've liked. It doesn't work for me anymore.
No, I get it. And as we wait for Frank, we'll pick it up there. But honestly, the science has been evolving over the past couple of decades. There was always rumor and speculation that, it does help alleviate pain. Recently, until science developed their own versions of anti-nausea medicine, it certainly it helped there. And Frank can talk to that. And Frank, I don't know how much of the question you heard that I posed, but the aspect of abuse of things that are supposedly controlled now, and I'll read or digest the question on you here. How do you answer the critics that say no matter how it's controlled, no matter how the delivery systems are modified and everything else, it's still going to end up being abused, and we don't want to introduce something else to the youth of America that can be abused?
Well, I mean, there's always a concern for our youth. What are we teaching them? What are we giving them? What are the products of consumption? But when we look at smoking, when we look at alcohol, when we look at the other drugs that are being consumed, the main difference here is this is a natural plant that grows wildly, that literally you can pluck it. But unlike other plants like alcohol and tobacco, which are highly addictive and wreak havoc on your body, cannabis is actually good for you. And it's good for your cells. It nourishes your endocannabinoid system. It's perfectly in tune with this human being, where all other pharmaceuticals and all other opiates and all other sort of Western medicine destroy the body and numb the body and numb parts of it and don't really move us to healing. They move us to stop hurting. But the problem really never goes away. And the beauty of cannabis and what we're seeing specifically with the science, and if you really want to geek out and go online, all of this is available. It's just hidden from us. It's not what is being talked about. But, cannabis specifically tells cancer cells to kill themselves and not kill the other cells. The specific types of cannabis and specific types of cannabis with terpenes and with just the different technology that are out there, we're being able to dial this down onto seizures and, brain repair. And it's just what we're finding from it is extraordinary. And the truth is, in the public, we've been completely misled because our federal government, says this is a Schedule I drug. It's federally illegal, which means there's no value in it whatsoever. And the same government holds a federal patent on it as a neuroprotectant. So we're being told two different stories here, and I want to make sure that's what the show's about. We need to get them both on the table and pick which one we think is the truth.
Excellent. Those are the dulcet tones of Frank Shamrock, MMA legend and host of Bake Out, where we talk about the benefits of cannabis. Now, we've had a lengthy discussion here, and you've talked about the many benefits. In all reality, are there any, and what are the real downsides here? And why has the use of cannabis as for medicinal purposes been so frowned upon, and why is it so slow to gain traction as a movement?
Sure. Well, what most people don't know is cannabis has been consumed by the human race for thousands of years, and in fact, the American country was built on hemp. It was one of our first agricultural products. Cannabis prior to the 1900s was in every single medicine cabinet, prescribed freely. And it wasn't until the end of the Mexican-American War that we had a huge influx of Hispanics consuming a brand new plant called marijuana. Exact same plant, nothing changed. But with that giant influx of change and immigration, the Americans set out some new policies, and the first one was to draw some attention to all this recreational stuff going on with this plant. Nothing changed, but the cannabis plant and marijuana and the immigration that came with that were completely repositioned and vilified in our country. And since that time, we have considered this a bad thing, and it's been on the bad list and the, you know, illegal list. Sadly, it's been tied to musicians, and it's been tied to immigration, it's been tied to social change, creative change. And, you know, when you're building a country and when you're trying to get everybody on the same page, you don't want people thinking outside the box. You don't want people, you know, working on their own stuff as much as working on the mission that's larger than. And I think that's where the plant has ended up. Through social activism, people have realized this is a social medicine and they won't be denied in getting it. And that's, you know, that's kind of how I got pushed into this. It's all going to happen whether I say a word or not. But I've got 20 years experience, and I'm pretty confident that this is a valuable medicine that will enhance your lifestyle and your human being, whereas I was told completely different.
Well, you know, this is why we like talking to intelligent people on the Spano and Black Attack. Here I go again, playing devil's advocate. Same thing could be said about cocaine.
Sure.
It was legal. It was a plant. Coca-Cola was named that way for a reason, yet we all know how destructive cocaine is.
Absolutely, but in highly addictive and terribly bad for you. Whereas, and the one argument that I'm happy to concede is, you know, cannabis could be psychologically addicting because you could get so used to being in that lovely state of highness that you have no interest in being in the other state. And there's a concern there with productivity and is it affecting your life and all these other things. But if you are consuming cannabis and performing at your highest function, to me, that's a gateway to success, not a gateway to whatever else is going on.
Frank, this discussion has been so enlightening. We were going to ask MMA questions, but we simply don't have time, and we're certainly going to have you on again. And I do have a guest suggestion for you if you haven't had him on yet. Seek out former NFL offensive lineman Eugene Monroe, a very bright guy and a tremendous football player, was an all-pro in his day. He is very much a proponent of cannabis for medical purposes and recovery purposes for NFL athletes. I think he'd be a worthy interview for your show, Frank. I really do.
100%. I'm going to reach out to him. I really feel for those guys. They're smashing their brains against each other, and they need a medicine that heals that, and this has been proven to do so. So 100%. I appreciate the tip.
He's really wonderful. He's articulate. And before we let you go, tell us where we can find Bake Out, when it's on, and how we can watch it.
We premiere January 25th at 7 p.m. It's going to be online only at bakeout.tv. And, this is the first of its kind, a real serious conversation about this plant.
Frank, you'll indulge us again. We'd love to have you back on down the line as the show moves along and talk to you about that. And one of these days we'll actually have you on and we will talk mixed martial arts, which is something I'm passionate about and excited about. The chance to talk to a legend like you about the great sport of mixed martial arts would be an honor.
Well, anytime. I happen to create it on Notebook, so I'd love to share my madness with you.
Thank you so much, Frank. We'll do it again soon, and good luck with Bake Out, man.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye. The great Frank Shamrock joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Bob, very articulate, very well-spoken, and the show is not what the title would make you believe.
No, it's
whether
not.
You agree or not, it's all there, and it's an informative, real, intelligent discussion, regardless of which side you fall upon.
Yep.
And that's all we can ask for. Bob and I will tie a bow around this Thursday edition next here on the Spano and Black Attack, so keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Frank Shamrock joined us today. We want to thank him for coming on board. You know what's fun about that, Joe, and I really meant it when I said it to him. When you have somebody that can, you can at least throw an alternative point of view at them, and they're not all bent out of shape by it or affronted, or they're so challenged to the point that they can't respond, it makes for really bad radio. In the case of Frank, you know, he understood where we were coming from and the questions that we asked.
And he acknowledged the risks as well.
Absolutely.
He didn't ignore them and say, well, that's just not true. He said, no.
Right.
It's a balanced ticket here, and that's what I want to present. And we appreciate that.
Yep, absolutely. You know, that was quite the fun interview.
What do we often say? Life is not always black and white. There are lots of shades of gray. And he has a point of view. His co-host has a differing point of view. We have points of view. And I think it's articulate and intelligent discussion. And I think Eugene Monroe, who is very articulate and very intelligent and feels very much like Frank about the qualities of cannabis, he'd be a great guest for them. And I hope they do get together. And I hope he has Eugene Monroe on their first show. I think they'll make a splash.
Yep, absolutely.
And, you know, it was such a good interview. And Frank was so articulate and so well spoken. It was so well done. We never got to any of the MMA stuff.
Yeah.
We'll do that at another time.
It was tough to go in a different direction.
No. He's going to be a regular on here. We'll always check with him on how Bakeout is doing. And we'll get his take on the great on the various topics of the day in the world of mixed martial arts as we go forward. And we want to thank him so much for a few minutes. We want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time today. Good job, Robert. We want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow when we cap off the week with the Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, all.